radio program appreciates Michigan State Senator Rick Jones greatly. He always has the courage to come on the program and talk with us. And when issues like what we're going to talk about today come up at the last minute, he makes himself available. We appreciate you, Rick. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you. I'm just talking to you live from the coffee shop in Grand Lodge.
Let's talk about a story which is very, very sad. It's about Christopher Allen Perrion, who was arraigned yesterday in the Eaton County District Court in Charlotte. He is accused of killing two people, one a former Michigan State police detective. And this gentleman was a felon with a lengthy record. He was on work release, yet he had no job, and there was no monitoring of this individual. And I know that got you pretty riled up, to so much so that you are going to draft legislation to see if we can prevent this. Tell us about the story from your perspective, especially, Rick. I know that you have a professional background as a law enforcement officer.
Yes, well, certainly my sympathy goes out to the family of Mike and Terry Green. They were good friends of mine. They were wonderful people. He was a retired state police sergeant detective, and she was still working for the state as a DEQ investigator. They were horribly murdered at their own home in Delta Township. It's alleged that the man that you named did it. He was charged yesterday and arraigned in court. Now, the sheriff told me about the investigation. They began to look for, you know, solutions. Why could this happen? Well, typically what happens is the circuit court probation does a study on an individual and advises the judge whether or not he's a good candidate for work release. The judge then orders the jail. The jail has no choice. The sheriff has no choice. The judge orders them to release the man, even puts times down. For example, he can say release at 7 a.m. They then go out and work and earn money. They can pay back their fines, costs, debt to society. However, in this case, I think a horrible mistake was made. So I'm calling for two things: that the circuit court probation be required to check periodically to make sure that the individual is working, and every felon that leaves a jail on work release should have a GPS tether on their ankle. This will deter crime. Obviously, the GPS tether will show where they're at every minute, all day, and will deter crime.
Senator, who dropped the ball on this?
Well, I think that's still under investigation, and I don't want to point any fingers and until it all comes out. But, you know, I wonder if the judge followed recommendations of the circuit court probation, or if the judge made a decision on his own. I don't know the answer to that, and I'll leave that up to the sheriff's department to come up with further information.
Well, it's very disturbing, especially with anybody. But it's just disturbing that this could happen. Obviously, someone was in charge of this, and I imagine this legislation we'll see. Will we see it before the new year? Will you have to wait until 2012?
Well, it's in the process of being drafted, okay. And typically that takes a couple of months. But I hope the next year change the law so that any felon leaving a jail on this sort of work release type situation has his tether on to help safeguard the public.
I wanted to just get your take on the domestic partner benefits. The governor signed the law that will affect public workers. I think it's still a little confusing because piece of the legislation I read kind of made it clear, but then when I read other things, I'm not sure on it. Give us your take on this bill.
Well, it's my understanding that the bill will not affect universities because universities are autonomous under the Michigan Constitution. But it would affect all other public workers, whether they be state, city, township, or county.
I know that lawmakers are also going to plan another attempt to pass legislation related to insurance coverage for autism. Tell me what's your take on this?
Well, I'm certainly willing to take a look at it. You know, as normally, I don't think that as a state we should mandate what coverage insurers, or actually I should say employers, pay for. You know, if we mandate that your employer puts more and more on the insurance, eventually the employer says we're going to do away with health insurance. So I'm reluctant to add a lot more burden to our employers, but I'm certainly willing to take a look at it and listen to all sides.
Do you think that Detroit needs an emergency financial manager?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. You know, what do you do when a city basically goes bankrupt? You know, I've heard of one city over in the west side that the police cars are being repossessed. You know, how do you provide basic public safety for citizens when their city is going bankrupt, whether it be poorly managed or just people leave? You know, Detroit at one time had 1.5 million people. Now I believe it's down around 700,000. So they have to drastically cut. If they get in such a bad shape that they're literally going bankrupt and they can't make payroll, something has to be done. Somebody has to step in to ensure safety.
All right, Senator, before I let you go, have you chosen a candidate to endorse for president?
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mitt Romney is absolutely the best candidate, and I support him.
Why?
Why? Well, you know, he has Michigan roots. Certainly his father was a good governor for Michigan, and I think that Mitt Romney will, with his business mind, will do everything he can to turn the nation around and create a business climate where we have jobs, because government doesn't create jobs, businesses do, so we have to have the proper business climate.
We've been talking with Michigan State Senator Rick Jones from the Grand Ledge area and beyond. Merry Christmas to you, Senator. Enjoy your day.
And a very Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.